welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste and welcome, beloved one, to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And hey, oh my God, OMG, wow, it's August. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's August.
It's so close.
It's just right there. I can feel it. As a matter of fact, I'm probably in some parts of the world where it's closer than others right now.
How dare they put 31 days in this month?
Well, what happened there? And you know, guys, so much to talk about, because have you noticed the heightened dream space lately? I mean, have you noticed all these multidimensional experiences and thinning veils and things are getting blurred, and there's a rise in a lot of other energies that we're referring to as toxicity? Well, all of that's going on around us. We're going to talk about all that. We're going to explore all that. But first, we want to talk about the energy of August, because, hey, here it is.
August is upon us. And for those of you that have been tracking the sharings that we have offered the last several months, you know about the Metronian star energy that has been opening and spinning. And we're referring to that portal of opportunity, that portal of connection to cosmic frequencies, which is infiltrating into the earth space.
Big time.
Now, cosmic frequencies that infiltrate into the earth space have an effect, and that effect is either to activate you in a joyful, wondrous way to remember that you are a divine being and can trigger your conscious path of self-ascension, or they can kind of stimulate you to go, wait a minute, I want to roll over and take a nap, and I want to go back into the matrix. I don't want these other frequencies, and that creates a polarity energy on the planet.
Well, and the planet's in a huge polarity. I mean, huge polarity. You guys know this, right? We're not saying anything you don't know already. And as a matter of fact, we just today, as a matter of fact, it's uploading during our live show. So if you're catching this in the archives, it's already done. If you're with us live, wait till the end
of
the show.
Hour.
Just wait till the end of the show. We just produced a really important video. It's probably one of the most important videos we produced in a while as far as monthly revelations, because we're in the moment of a planetary healing crisis, guys, and this is planetary. It's personal. It affects everything. And so for those of you that have ever had a healing crisis, you know what that means. It means that before you feel better, you might feel yucky.
You might have an upset tummy.
Or worse.
Or worse.
You might have a rash. You know, you might just say, I have headaches all the time. The key is, it's okay if you can recognize it and lift up through what it is. And that's why today's show is so important.
So remember, a healing crisis does not mean there's anything broken. It means, in fact, that you are cleansing.
Right.
A healing crisis is the sense of toxicity being released or processed or dealt with in some fashion. And we all have our favorite ways of dealing with things. The key is to recognize that all of us are in transition. All of us are moving. The question is, will you work with the flow that is upon us, or are you in resistance to the flow and seeking to regress rather than progress? And regression energy actually can be restful.
Yeah.
It can be a time out from, you know, all of the activity, all of the growth. However, oftentimes people stagnate there, and then they discover a little while later, uh-oh, wait a minute, I don't like this anymore.
Well, hey, you know, while we're talking about that, let's remind you that you can get in the queue. I'm not sure the lines might already be full, but remember, you can give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Get in the queue for a mini soul reading to share your comments, offer your perspectives on what's going on. And remember, you will get through on the week you're meant to get through. And if you call and it's busy, it just means all of our lines are already full. But the minute we start saying hi to people, that's your moment to try in again. So remember, give us a buzz, 888-627-6008. Now, Sri, I want to go back to what you were just talking about, because this is important.
Okay.
I'm glad I have permission. always helps.
How far back?
Well, yeah, really, really. Let's talk about let's talk, you know, let's jump. Okay, then let's jump. Let's talk about the collapse of fourth dimension. You know, we've talked about this before. We've talked about how this energy has been around us. And then you have, in addition to that, this opening of the Matronian star.
All right. There is a very unique thing that is going on in our planet. So let's just take this step by step so it doesn't seem complicated.
Let's do that.
We have all been in a ascending energy sequence that's been going on for quite some time. The acceleration of the last several months is indeed agitating those who are seeking to control the paradigm of Earth School. And that's why you have all of these opposing forces, the terrorism, the political nonsense, all this stuff going on the planet is an acting out energy.
Yeah.
And then there are those that are having all kinds of experiences that are reconnecting them with the multidimensional space that is the truth of our existence.
Mm-hmm.
And that opportunity to connect to the multidimensional space then is associated with a healing crisis. So take this in for a moment. As we align with and are available to our angelic guidance, our higher knowingness, our soul's energy, well, we need to discard that which is heavier, coarser, or no longer serves, or we're going to wobble. It'll be uncomfortable. And many people who are not conscious of what's going on are in that state of wobble. They're in that state of discomfort. They're having the healing crisis, but they don't understand what's going on.
Well, it's that moment of having a healing crisis where you're like, okay, wait a minute. Let me remember what a healing crisis is. A healing crisis is something that is most times consciously brought into your life because you knew you had to stop and shift. So you started doing things differently. You either shift the way you get out of bed in the morning. You shift the way you eat. Maybe you're shifting your friends or the way you interact or the way you spend your time. But the reality is a healing crisis happens at a lot of levels. Most times we talk about it on the physical. You know, people go on a cleanse or they try to do something around their health and all of a sudden they're not feeling that well yet. The greater energy that's being released, we always know that right behind it is what the blessing. It's
the healing,
peace,
the clarity.
It's the healing. It's the clarity. It's the abundance. It's everything you've wanted.
But now let's just shake it up a little further,
okay,
and say, okay, I think most of us can relate to a healing crisis at the physical. I mean, from the most coarse level of detoxing an addiction to a more refined level of detoxing a nutritional lifestyle and moving into a more refined nutrition. However, at the emotional and spiritual levels, the same thing happens.
Right.
And because
exactly,
all of these bodies are intertwined, one will affect the other. For example, when we're having a physical healing crisis, we can become emotionally grumpy.
Well, and this is when we do that and our energy doesn't hold as much high vibration because we're trying to give into the crisis, that's when we're most vulnerable to be influenced by fourth dimensional energies. And this is, it all ties together. It's a very powerful, big issue.
So here you go. You could just bring both hands up in front of you and play
sure
with
could.
This.
Oh my goodness.
Because if you look at your left hand, you see this rising energy
of the
purity of your soul and your increased clarity, your self-ascension process, and it's lifting. And then the right hand is this astral energy, this planetary thought body, this goop that is descending. And as the one hits the other, you have an intersection of distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You have an intersection of potential manipulation, and you have an opportunity to get sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a tender moment indeed.
Very much so. Very much so.
And so in the bottom line here is now more than ever, it's important to recognize that you are on your own path. You are lifting, and that the symptomology of dream state phenomena, or what about those little shadows in the corners of your eyes or the edge of the room you thought
right,
you saw something?
Exactly.
These kinds of experiences, the ringing in the ears and the multitude of other ascension energy experiences, they're on the increase right now.
They are. And so is you know, when we receive messages, and this is one of the things, guys, that Sri and I take very, very seriously. And it's that, and this is why we also teach it. When we offer messages, or when you seek or receive a message from anyone, number one, remember that if the message ever leaves you feeling less than, or the message leaves you feeling a sense of higher or lower, or just a sense of non-settlement, let me just use that as a word, then it's not of the highest. So if you're receiving direct communications that leave you feeling judgmental, that leave you feeling frumpy grumpy, that leave you feeling frightened, exactly, it is not of the highest. That is just a clear-cut thing. Now, here's the good news. There's nothing wrong with you. The gift is, the minute you recognize it as not being of the highest, is the same moment that you become the master of that energy. And you are able to say, enough. You release the toxicity, because that's part of what's going on, is it's a toxic energy. And we're going to talk a whole lot more about that in the second half of the show. And then you are free. Now, it's the same thing when you get a reading from another being. If you ever get a reading from anyone, I don't care who they are, if it leaves you feeling upset, you've got to question the reading. You've got to, because there's always a learning experience involved. To read for others is an honor, it's a gift, and it's a great responsibility. And this is another reason why, if you're receiving lots of information about other people, it's your job not to tell them. And I know you're going to say, what, Kira, what do you mean? Here's the deal. If they invite you to tell them, that's one thing. But to go up to another and to absolutely say to them, hey, I got a message about you and it's this, is an interference. And it's the way that these astral energies work through you to influence what's happening here on the planet. Remember, it happens at all levels. And you're tuning into this show because you're awake, because you know it, because deep in your heart, you have the capacity to do a lot for what's happening on the planet. And it's important to hang out with people who understand what you're feeling.
And it's important to have a sense of trust in your heart.
Absolutely.
And that trust is organized around the recognition that divinity is real, uh-huh. that love is real, that you are a divine being having a human experience. And as you anchor around that, you can walk through any perturbances.
And it's, great work, Sri.
And it's that capacity. Now, there's a difference between having faith in dogma and having trust in your heart. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the fundamental things that is very important, to have that fluid sense of trust in your own heart and your own guidance. As you look around in the world and the huge number of shootings and horrible acts, we know that these folks that are propagating these acts, let alone the stories around them, are being negatively influenced. And a lot of them are unconscious of the influence that is upon them. If you keep your heart open and your spiritual practices intact, your energy field will not allow that interference to take hold. Certainly, whenever we are confronted, whether it's through a best friend who says, what are you, crazy? Or you read something from a so-called authority that causes you to question your beliefs, those moments of questioning are an opportunity for you to re-up your self-trust.
Absolutely.
An opportunity to go, thank you for sharing. I can see why you might look at it that way. However, I trust the way I am and what I'm choosing to do. And you love each other and move forward.
I love that, Sri. And you know, let's love everything that's going on right now. And how about moving to our phone lines? Now, I also want to say we also have a lot of mail that's been coming into our radio show email, which is simply guest@SriandKiraRadio.com. Again, that's just guest@SriandKiraRadio.com. And truly, my angels, we will read some of your emails, as many as we can. And the key is to remember that you can call, you can write, but we will get to you, I promise. So why don't we start with some phone calls?
Absolutely. We're going to head to line one and welcome Inderdeep from Texas.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Namaste. This was my day to get through.
Yay!
No, I'm excited. I woke up this morning and I said, I'm going to get a reading from my sister, and I just this topic is amazing because I've been shifting so much because Indradeep means teacher of light. And I have been shedding off all of this physicality stuff that's just, it's amazing, but I feel alone. And then it's weird because I'm having all these animals come up and ask for help. So I've got, you know, ducks everywhere and cats everywhere that need my help. And I'm getting resistance from a lot of the people that are around me. So I just need reassurance. So I'm asking for a soul reading.
Oh, well, of course it was your day to get through. My heart is so big around you and just so proud of you. You know, I'm really almost smiling because what's happening is you are being given a absolute, I'm just going to use the word gift because that's what it is. It's a gift from the universe that is giving you kind of like this little micro experience of the global experience. And what they're saying to you today is stand back and learn and witness and keep moving forward with what you know is true. Everything will resolve around you and the learning is vast. It's like this is the final piece for you that's going to jettison you into an even greater expanded role than you even dreamed of. So this is actually the resistance. And it's funny, Sri and I have talked a lot about resistance this whole in the video that we're uploading right now. That's the month of energy that's going on in August. So you are so in alignment that it's perfect. And that's why you got through. And that's why you're our first caller. And I am grateful you're on the planet. Don't give up. Keep moving because truly this is a beautiful, I almost use the word attunement that you're going through right now. So I'm really glad you're here.
And I just want to second that and say to you what I felt was clarity and commitment. So trust yourself and keep going. You mm-hmm. have a lot to share.
Absolutely. And namaste, beloved one. All right.
Well, we're going to move forward to another caller and then to the email. So let's head to line two and we'll say hi to Eva from Arizona.
Hey, namaste, Eva. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. So nice to get through. I'm excited. So excited.
I would
be so grateful for a mini reading. And if it could include, like you mentioned, the buzzing in the ears, and I have that sometimes, and I never know if that's connection or if that's too much electricity around me. So I don't have clarity on that. And I don't know if that could be part of the mini reading or not.
Well, it absolutely can, my love, because it's actually part of the reading you're supposed to have. So I want you to, here's what's so funny. The very first minute you started speaking, I saw, it's really cute. It was like these angels around you, but they have these huge long feathers and they look like beautiful, like long eagle kind of feathers, but they're green. They're really pretty green and they're tickling your ears. They're all tickling your ears with them. And what they're saying is that you are being called to a greater state of communion and that your body is caught. You're kind of in a moment where you're shedding off one vibration as you're entering into the other. And that as soon as this vibrational anchorship is the word they're using is completed, everything is just going to roll and make sense. And so for you, they're saying very practical steps. You need to focus more on your breath, a conscious breath. Even if it's just a couple times a day, you stop and go, oh yeah, I'm focusing on my breath. It could be that simple. They're saying you need to be drinking a lot more water. You need to be very careful with what you're eating and that it's extremely important for you to often laugh. They're saying, even if you have to put on a movie or something, but to just keep doing that, all of those things, they said very practical steps will anchor this vibration. You can do this within about 15 days max. You could do it sooner. And then that these things that you're hearing and feeling and experiencing will be stable and it'll all, you'll just be like, oh, that's what that was about. Now I hear this or now I understand this. So that's what they want you to hear today, my angel.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much. And I love the show.
Oh, thank you, Angel, and we love you. Let it be amazing. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you.
Namaste.
Well, truly, we are at the time of movement.
And, yeah.
And as those movements happen, we all respond differently. You know, the buzzing in your ears, as long as you haven't had 12 cups of coffee, it's something else.
And you never know. And you never know. But, you know, guys, again, because the veil is, you know, we use, everybody talks about veil is thinning, thin, thinned. The word is almost non-existent because remember, we have the twinning earth. So now that the earth has twinned, now that we're in that third and fifth dimensional experience, there's really not a veil. What there is self-imposed limitation based upon the way we interface with the energy that's before us.
Everything that people experience is a projection.
And
so you've got that wonderful movie camera going on right inside by your pineal, and you're projecting out into the fabric of space-time the reality that you have chosen, meaning the one you're accustomed to, means the matrix. It means that which you believe is real is being projected in front of you for realness.
And
as we are in the moment of awakening, then that means we're awakening to what? The fabric behind the hologram.
There it
is. The energy that is behind the thought forms and all of the stuff that we interact with. And so to do that all at once would be rather harsh, wouldn't it? It would be crazy making to our psychology and our neural system. To have a gradual process where the veil thins, so to speak, and allows us time to integrate, to continue to choose, to continue to anchor higher frequencies of ever greater love, well, that's a very kind, compassionate universe that would set that up for us to experience. And that's indeed the pathway that we are all on. The path of self-ascension is a path of love and expansion and respect. Respect for what has been and respect for what is coming. Because we are indeed the co-creators of our experience. And we don't abandon that which has come before, but we do evolve through it. And so congratulations, beloveds. We are all evolving.
You know, are we ever? And certainly this month, August, we're also healing. But we're healing through what we're calling the healing crisis. And this is really important. And this is tying into everything. It's kind of like it brings it all to this crescendo moment. Because remember, the Metronian star has been spinning, right? It was on a 5-month spin. It's actually peaking right now. It's going to be peaking right now through about August 15 to 18. The times are toxic, and that's not anything to be afraid of, because where there is toxicity, we have the opportunity to heal. And again, Sri and I just this minute are posting a brand new video all about this. Make sure you go to YouTube and go into our channel, Official Sri and Kira. And by the end of this show, that video will be waiting for you. And we encourage you to go there again at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. Now, you know, Sri, why don't we go to some of the beautiful beings that have written us?
Absolutely. What we have is an opportunity for those of you that can't make the show live that would like some interaction. You can simply send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And as time permits, et cetera, we will share those on air.
You know, we really will. And also, I just want to do a shout out. We so many of you, I love you so much. So many of you that get soul readings actually send personal messages to me, and my beloved producer, Briella, forwards them to me. And they're so sweet. Thank you. And I just want to acknowledge a shout out to Jillian. I did a reading for Jillian, I guess, last week, and she sent the cutest little email. It just said, "Thank you for the amazing soul reading. Thank you for the wonderful work you do. Namaste." And then she sent, guys, I wish I could show it to you, these two awesome pictures. One of them is an angel that she drew, and she has the words divine protection. Jillian, love it. And I'm assuming this is you. Oh my God, are you gorgeous? Thank you so much for sending this very cool photo of you. Guys, I wish you could all see this. She rocks. And so, Jillian, I just wanted to shout out and say thank you. I feel your heart. Thank you for sharing the art and yourself with me. I'm honored.
And we're truly touched when we receive such interactions. It just expands the nourishment.
Exactly. And so I want to read, again, you guys can always write us. It's simply guest@sriandkiraradio.com. I want to read another one that came in. This is from Olivia. And here's Olivia's email. "Hello, Sri and Kira. I am a subscriber to your channel and I've downloaded your app on my phone and absolutely love and appreciate your energies in the world. Oh, Olivia, we love you too. Thank you. What a breath of fresh air to see such loved up, in-tune souls sharing their heart with the world. Thank you for being. Oh, we're really touched, Olivia. I am all the way in South Africa and cannot call into the radio show for a mini soul reading, so I thought I'd throw it out there and see if I could get one. Perhaps it's cheeky. I was writing a book for a while, but then I felt like I was being guided to rather leave the book for when I'm a bit older and to focus on my music for now. And I'm just wondering if you have any messages for me regarding my mission. Thanks so much from my heart to yours. And whether you give me a soul reading or not, either way, I still love you guys and will continue to tune in and tap in. Keep up your great work. Keep soaring and riding the wild waves of bliss and expansion. You inspire me. In love, namaste, Olivia, India. Well, Angel, you inspire us. And I just want to share with you that you are such a creator. You know, the whole time that I was connecting with your message, when I read it, when it was sent to me, I absolutely knew I had to offer a reading to you today because you're in the middle of a major creation flow. And what I keep hearing is it's not either or. It's not the book or the music. It's like both are happening together. It's almost like the book is being written about what you went through to get the music going. And so they're saying create, weave, excite, entice, ignite. All these energies are around you. And they just keep saying that you are the soul that can bring forward the birth. And the birth is already happening. Now claim it into your daily being. And so, my love, you're a creator. You have flow all around you. You have timing all around you. And so that's why your email got to me. That's why I'm answering it today. It's your moment. And I hope it's extraordinary. So thank you, thank you, thank you for writing me, Olivia. We love you so much, Angel.
Ah, beautiful indeed. You know, creation is, and that's all there is to it. It's never an either or, it's a both and. And whether there is indeed divine timing and what's appropriate at any one time in our lives. And for all of you that are going through your own process, I invite you to look at where the ease resides,
indeed,
where the passion resides.
Yeah.
Because ease and passion will carry you through the friction. Doesn't mean that there's not challenges. It means there's a sense of, yes, I can, around the challenges, that I can prevail, that this will bear fruit.
And remember, August is intense, okay? It's really intense. And there is this global toxicity. And we're going to be talking about this. You've got to stay with us for the whole show today because it's really important. And as we know all of that, Sri, I want to read another person that wrote to us because this so is like, I bet a lot of you are feeling this. So let me read this next beautiful listener's letter. Namaste. I will try to call in, but I was wondering about the panic attacks I am having and want to share because maybe others are having or had similar experiences. I first had them when I was little. They have crippled my life for the most part. But yesterday I was witnessing it and it felt like I was not in my body. Maybe they were out of body experiences and I became fourth dimensional food because I didn't know what was going on, nor did anyone around me. Yesterday, I was also noticing an extreme expansion in consciousness during this event. I could feel the greater I trying to calm the me down. And then there was an even greater I present and an even greater one. To be honest, it was amazing and terrifying at the same time. I almost fainted by the end. As I said, I will try to call, but if the rain hits where I live, I may not be able to. If you could get this email to Sri and Kira, that would be wonderful. I am so incredibly grateful I found all of you and sending you much love and giant hugs. Now, this is a really powerful letter. This came in from India in Guatemala. And India, beloved angel, first and foremost, I'm really, really grateful you're reaching out because, yeah, you're not sharing something that others are not having, meaning there's a lot of people that are going through these panic attacks. Now, this is a heightened state. And for someone like yourself who's very, very sensitive, right? If you've been having these since you were a child, most of what I see in your energy field is that you were so awake all your life, and that it, the child, because you didn't have around you what you needed to support that, the child went into panic. And so the energy of the child being in panic triggers today when you feel threatened or when there's a situation around you where you don't feel safe. And so when we're having these panic attacks and we're not feeling safe, we, if we're awake and you are, the higher self comes forward to say, I will take care of you. You are safe. And you almost might even have the feeling that you're literally leaving your body, which is what you were talking about. And so if you find yourself lifting up out of the crown, leaving your body, while aware that the body is having the panic attack, the first thing you need to do is say thank you. Because it means you're being invited to pay attention and recognize you are not the body, you are not the illusion that's before you, and that your higher self, if you give in to it and you're not afraid of embracing it, will absolutely take you to where you need to go.
And where you need to go as you connect with your higher self is that infinite ocean of love. Mm-hmm. The universe is made of that stuff, that unconditional ocean of love. And the panic is often happens right before the breakthrough. It's as if the egoic self is so frightened of the surrender that it begins to act out. And yet your soul is saying, let me love you into the bliss. Let me take you
beautifully
forward.
Beautifully said.
And so keep going.
Keep going.
Keep trusting, exactly. Because it will resolve.
It will. You just have to make a greater leap of faith and trust that everything will be okay, and let go of the illusion that's trapping you into the panic. And that's all it is. And it's a good thing as long as you move through it. And I know you will. And we love you dearly. And we love all of you. I know that our lines are packed. We have people holding. We have a lot to share. And we are going to share it all. We're going to take you on a journey of what's happening right now and how you can move forward through it safely. Indeed. We'll be right back.
After this message, stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We're delighted to be with you. And today we are exploring both the upliftment and the phenomenon.
That heightened dream state feeling, that sense of a thinned veil, that sense of what the heck is going on?
Because in the upliftment, there is an increase in the toxicities. And the toxicity are those energies and remnants and things that would hold you back. You know, oftentimes friction creates an inertia. And if you give in to the inertia, you become in a whirlpool of stagnation.
Yep, absolutely.
And sometimes that whirlpool of stagnation is fed by fear and doubt, frustration and anger, and you know the drill. If we move, if we allow ourselves to organize around those energies, we don't really go anywhere. If we allow ourselves to stay centered in our hearts and our soul's energy, we move through each experience into an ever-expanding playground. Now, that's cool.
That's extremely cool, Sri. I love that. And, you know, guys, we've been talking all along on the show today about the way things are feeling, what's happening on the planet. Hey, we just hit August, the 8th month. This is an intense month. You know, I think we'd be remiss, Sri, if we didn't talk just a little bit about what's going on in the United States. You know, Sri and I live in South America, and so it's always fascinating to talk to people, or people actually come up to us always and want to talk about what's happening in the United States. And what's fascinating is the absolute stark contrast that was represented in the conventions that were just held. And one of the things that I really enjoyed was after the week of fear, which we predicted and talked about, and I'm glad it's over, I found it fascinating that at the Democratic convention, everybody started putting their hand on their heart. I love that.
Well, that certainly was a sign of a deeper recognition that it's only through unity, it's only through love that positive, lasting harmony or change can occur.
Absolutely.
Fear separates. Separation is painful and is always an impediment to your growth. Separation is the cause of all illness. Mm. And when we are in a unity experience, we move through toxicity, we'll move through the healing crisis into an expanded wholeness. So it's an interesting dynamic. People say it's fear or love. Well, yes, fear or love, meaning separation or reunion, meaning allowing versus controlling. There's lots of different polarities that evolve from the basic understanding of fear versus love. The key, however, is to recognize that these dynamics are playing out all over the world.
Yep.
And the political theater in the United States certainly offered one example of that dynamic. And it doesn't mean that one side is cleaner or healthier than the other. What it means is they're expressing polarities. They're expressing part of what's going on.
Well, and what's happening is that all of this vast, intense energy, because it's intense, I mean, it's intense on both sides, is creating a healing crisis. And this is what we have been talking about, that we are at a time where literally there is a healing crisis on the planet. And August is going to be the moment where that healing crisis is going to peak.
There's a August is kind of a time where all of a sudden you'll get a sense of, I just don't know what's going on, or I feel sluggish, or I feel like we're not making progress. You know, that we've been bombarded by all the things that have happened in the prior months, and now here we are at sort of a plateau moment.
Mm-hmm.
However, the flame is still going on under the kettle.
Right.
You know, have you ever cooked something and you had the lid on the pot, and all of a sudden it starts to boil over? We're kind of approaching that moment where the lid's been taken off, but the boiling's still happening.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when you can have real problems.
And so you don't have as much of the outward signs of the heat. You're not, the lid isn't bouncing and bubbling over, yet the heat's still on, that it's still happening. And this healing crisis is going to be continuing for a period of weeks. And this is why we feel it's an important time to learn more about moving through toxicity.
Absolutely. And you know what, Sri? We're going to talk all about how to move through the toxicity with some specific steps. And let's take a step right now. We have lines are totally full. So why don't we go just right to line one and say hi to Catherine.
Hello, is it me?
It's you, Catherine. Namaste. Welcome.
Yay. Namaste. This is my first time calling in, so I'm pretty excited to be here with you.
Thank you. We're excited to have you. Thank you.
Yeah. So I really would love a soul reading, but I do want to share with you one of my experiences because it's really in alignment with your show today. I have had a friend for 9 years, and we really had a falling out. And before I went out to be with her that night over dinner, I set an intention to have stunning clarity. And boy, I really got it because it was like watching a cartoon almost. It was just like almost surreal. It was a little shocking, but I was witnessing it. And it all played out. She was putting me down and, you know, all these different things. But what I found was I wasn't attached to it. I wasn't triggered by it. I found it kind of fascinating. And she kind of went way over the top with it, but I learned so much of it, and I really gave myself some space and just recognized how I'm so grateful for my ex-husband, who actually taught me a whole lot about control manipulation and all of that, and forgiving him. It helped me realize, wow, I'm so grateful for that training and being able to see that, okay, she's got some issues, and I can love her from afar, but it doesn't mean that I have to hang out with her. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, I'm really grateful you did. You know, as you were sharing that, it was funny. These beautiful beings around you are all clapping, and they're saying you have freed yourself from a partner in pain, and you are or partners in pain, and are ready now to be with those who can help you fly. And that's the greater reading for you to do today, is that it's like everything around you has conspired for you to fly, that it's like, okay, the time of action is at hand. There's nothing holding you back, and that it's important for you to simply remember that anytime you doubt that, it's like you need to prepare for those moments. Maybe a sticky note on the fridge that just says, hey, doubt is an illusion, because you have a great presence around you right now, and they're all saying the same thing. You're free to fly and to learn, meaning that everything that you've just been through has brought you to this moment. Now, what are you going to do with it? It's like they're opening, I'm watching these big doors open up before you, and you're staring outside going, oh my God, it's all so beautiful. And they're looking at you and saying, yeah, now go play, go enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so that's what they want you to hear today, my love.
That's beautiful. And I really, I feel that is truth. And that is exactly what I'm stepping into, because I really feel freer than I've ever been before. And I am ready to thrive, and I'm rebranding my website. So it's like I'm just ready to take action, and it's inspired action, which is exactly what I've been praying for. So thank you.
Well, thank you, my love. Let it be amazing. And I'm grateful we got you on today. Many blessings.
Yes. Many blessings to you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Inspired action indeed. Let's go.
Let's go. You know, Sri, we've got so many people holding. Let's just go right to the next line.
Absolutely. We've got a first-time caller on line two. We'll say hi to Pat from Connecticut.
Namaste, Pat. Welcome. Hi, Pat. Are you there?
Excuse me 1 minute. Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you just fine.
Hi. First-time caller, and put it simply, pretty desperate about my life and what's going to be happening. I just keep trying, and things just seem to get worse and harder and harder, and smaller and smaller.
Yeah. Oh, Pat Breeze, I want you to just, you know, I'm really connecting with you, honey, and I feel you so strongly, and I see it. It feels, I mean, I just see what you're feeling. It just feels like everything's closing in, like it's getting this dark circle, and you're just kind of seeing everything go there. And as I'm sharing this with you, Archangel Michael has just like come down, and I want you to feel this. He's like grabbing you behind the neck, and he's pulling you up, and he's saying, look, and he's saying, I am here, and you are powerful, and your life is one that is ready to transform. All you need do is remember that gift exists within you. And Archangel Michael is saying, I am here. I have never left you. And I'm watching him right now. Now he's like grabbing you in the waist, and you're struggling and struggling like a little kid screaming, going, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And he's saying, I will not let go. I will not let go. And he's saying, all you need do is take a breath and take a step, and I will guide your way. And so, Pat, I really, Angel, need you to hear that your way is being guided by one of the most profoundly powerful protective angels on the planet, and that all it's important for you constantly to be around people that help you remember how amazing you are, and that you keep taking the step because that step will lead to the next step, and the archangels have you. So just let Michael pull you up and move you forward, Angel. There's no accident you got through today. Our lines are jammed. Our lines are always jammed. It's always a miracle whoever shows up. Take that as your first affirmative recognition that this is your day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angel. Please, I love you. Feel my arms around you.
Please tell Archangel Michael I need him desperately.
He's there, Angel. He's right there. You just need to say thank you, I see you, and let him grab you. We love you, Pat.
Thank
many
you.
Blessings.
Thank
Namaste.
You.
Thank you, sweet. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Well, indeed, it's a wonderful thing when we come to that moment where we finally let go and fall into the arms.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And man, was that powerful. I'm still feeling that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, you know, Sri, we'll just move right on then and go to line four and say hi to Maureen from California.
Hello, namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited too, honey.
My question is, I've been having a lot of talk about dream state at night with my dreams, and also I've been very blissed out because I feel so centered, and I just wanted to see if I could get a soul reading from you.
Oh, it's my honor. It is my honor. You know, it's really funny. The words that keep coming in around you are like gravely connected, meaning like your dream state has this deep, 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 powerful connection that's going on right now. And everything is about expanding that for you and just expanding that for you. And they're saying that it's very important. Are you journaling about your dream state at all?
Yes, I am.
Good. That is seriously important. And they're saying that through this journal, you are going to be brought to like, it's so funny. I love that you got through today because they're showing me like a whole other world, like this other, I don't even know that this is multidimensional as much as it's planetary, but it's outside of this solar system. And they're saying that you're being brought to this world. You're being brought to remember, and that it's time for you to start calling forward more, and that everything is going to coagulate into this one. They're calling it momentous action, and that this momentous action for you by the end of August will be very, very clear, very, very easy, and very, very successful. And so create, harness, go deep, journal, and start forcing yourself as you're journaling. Just go, I know there's more, bring it forward and expand it. And amazing time for you. I am so glad you got through.
Thank you so much. This is absolutely profoundly beautiful, and I love you both, and I'm blessed to have you in my life. I'm very gracious. Thank you so much for this beautiful message.
Thank you, my angel. We love you. Many blessings. Namaste.
A big hug.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, Sri, I think we're compelled to talk about the toxicity and the fact that, you know, isn't enough enough? Really, how many of you are at the point where you're like, enough is enough. I'm ready to just transform toxicity. I want the pathway to my future today.
And so much of what's going on our planet is you call it a symbiotic relationship. You know, the outer world mirrors the inner world, but the outer world is also carrying with it the energies of all of the collaborators. Now, consider that the planetary thought body has collapsed, the fourth dimension, the astral interference that's going on, all of the tremendous emotional experiences happening on our planet are creating an environment of emotional pollution. And this toxicity is influencing many, many people. It influences your own psychology, your own level of frustration, anger, and the desire to move forward in spite of the outer weather, so to speak. And so to release the resistance, to ignite your dreams, there are some tricks. there are some things to recognize. And Kira and I have felt guided to address this through a telejourney coming up next month, an opportunity for you to empower yourself in a new and profound way.
You know, it's really important to transform this toxicity. I mean, let's face it, everybody is in a healing crisis in August. And hey, go to YouTube, go to our channel, Official Sri and Kira, and watch. It's there, it's uploaded, it's live, the August energy predictions. Because it's we all need to learn how to transform our toxicity. And in order to do that, you have to release resistance and ignite your dreams. And so imagine, guys, imagine knowing that, and there is a simple yet profound key that will give you the ability to harness the single most toxic force on the planet into your bona fide experience of divine manifestation. And so we really invite you to join us. Go to Self Ascension, just SelfAscension.com, right there on the homepage, and learn about transforming toxicity. Join us for this telejourney. It's 3 sessions. It's incredibly affordable. The whole thing is only a Shakti exchange of $33. And if you want to, you can even do 2 payments. So just join us. Just make a note, join us. And if you can't be there live for the classes, you'll get all the audios. But it's time to transform toxicity. It's time to have your future back, to be reignited, to make sure that you let go of any resistance that would be holding you back, and to not be a magnet for this free-floating negativity.
The negativity that's on our planet is it's certainly is like dirt on the windshield. It is affecting everyone's ability to move forward. And the only way to clear that kind of toxicity is through the salve of divine love and divine empowerment. It takes an ignited soul, passionate action, to move through this kind of swamp. This is what's going on. And beloveds, I'm not here with any sense of criticism. We're just in one of those stages. When the world has a healing crisis, it's up to the healers to lead the way.
Absolutely. It's about your future. It's about your vision. And it is time to transform toxicity. You know, Sri, I think we have maybe enough time for one more caller. So let's say hi to Mary.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey. I just wanted to call and just tell you guys how much I love you and so much gratitude, because everything that you guys have been talking about, I've been listening to the archives of your shows, has really, like, guided me and kind of prepared me for what's getting ready to hit in August, because I can already feel it. So I just wanted to give you my love and just say, hey, really, it's been a while since I called the radio show.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, we are glad that you did, and we love connecting with you. And I'm saying, hey, right back to you. You know, August, go watch the video, the one we just posted. Go to Official Sri and Kira YouTube, watch the video we just posted, because I'm smiling that we were able to sneak you right in the last minute of the show, because honestly, everything you need to hear is already in that video. And that's the blessing of calling in at the last minute and saying, hey.
Yay. Well, good. I'm glad, and I'm happy to, I can't wait to check it out. I know I looked earlier today and it wasn't posted yet, so that's awesome. Thank you, guys.
We love you, honey.
Many blessings. And to everyone, you know, thank you, Mary. You know, I'm just sitting here and I'm enjoying the energy and the momentum of this show today. There have been so many people calling in. There's been so many people listening, both on the phone lines and through the stream. And that we want to say to each and every one of you is, you matter. Your attention, your love really matters. We feel it, it energizes us, and we offer it back to you. Because we're all in this together. Every soul reading is a reading for the universal soul. It's for all of us. Every act of love nourishes the Garden of Eden that is the fabric of our shared existence. Every act affects everyone. And so as we bring our consciousness to bear, as we amplify the love that is at the essence of our being, we are healing the earth. And yes, we're healing each other. And yes, there is a healing crisis upon us all, and we must weather through that. It's easier with help.
And we are doing it. We are transforming toxicity. We're saying no to those energies that try to bind us. We're discovering our freedom. And hey, discover how you can spend some time with us. Super easy. Go to selfascension.com. Join us on this upcoming telejourney, Transforming Toxicity.
And beloveds, it's that time where we take a deep breath and smile. And until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.